He wants the message to go out, young people, and we're here to tell you that God is faithful, that God is a blesser God, that God is looking for your generation to step forward. And where you are right now, you know, the lessons that we have presented from the Word of God, they are lessons that ought to make us, to give us pause, to make us think about the direction that we're headed in. Is school, career, in front the first priority? Or is the Lord Jesus the first priority? Or we may say, I love the Lord. Or we may say, I want to go on for the Lord. But you know, those are mere words unless there's reality in the actions behind them. When school consumes me, when work consumes me, when sports consumes me, when the music consumes me, when all the other things out there has its first place, I'm saying that I'm not ready to be part of the generation that God can count on. But God, He established a testimony in Jacob. And in one sense, God wants you to be a part of this. But in a true sense, if you're not ready to go on, it doesn't hinder what God is going to do. He is still going to maintain the testimony that He has established. He has appointed a law in Israel. There is a standard, young people. And I want to challenge us along this line. The testimony connected to the name of God, connected to our Lord Jesus, who loved us, gave Himself for us. But there is a standard that He also asks us, expects of us to maintain. It's not the standard of the world. It's not our own personal standards. It's the standards from this book. And if we are going to be ready, if we're going to start to move in the direction that He would have our hearts to move, we have to understand the value of the testimony that God has established in Christ. And we have to adhere to the high standards of God, His principles. And I want to tell you, in the world around us, where there's darkness all around, the standards that are out there lead to death and destruction. The principles of this world will destroy you, young people. Don't play with the world. Who are these? These are the children that God has graciously given. Oh, Joseph, who are these? These are my sons. Bring them that I may bless them. You know, young people, God wants to bless you. He wants to open up His arms. He has already blessed us with all blessings that are in Christ Jesus. The inheritance is here. Imagine when Israel crossed over the Jordan. They're in the land. They had to deal with some of the enemies. But imagine when they conquered, the land, the portions of the land that God had given to them. And they're walking through the land, the rich land that they had heard of. Those who in Egypt had left didn't make it into the land, many of them. But finally, that generation God brings into blessing. And they can see the pomegranates. Or they can drink of the water of the land, the milk of the land. And to know that God had brought them into blessing. And there was the plots of the lands that were divided by tribes. And to know that God, His hand was in it all. Deuteronomy says, to remember all the way that thy God has led thee. Young people, we begin at an early age. We grow into adulthood. And we can tell you how blessed it is to be able to look back and retrace and see how God has led us. God moves you according to His sovereign will. But there has to be some desire on your part as well. And then you see him moving you into areas that perhaps you never ever thought that you would be of service to him. God wants to bless. And now in Psalm 78, it says, verse 6, verse 5, he established a testimony in Jacob. He appointed a law in Israel. Here we have those two names again, Jacob. We have Israel. And he says, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. When you come to Spruce Lake, when you're at Grove City, when you're at Mountain View, when you're in your home assembly, God is saying to the generation that is above you, make these things known to the generation that is behind you, that the generation to come might know, even the children who should be born. I want to tell you, this is amazing how God thinks of things. You see, we think of things just in terms of today, perhaps tomorrow. God thinks of things in terms of perpetual generations. He says that even in the womb of some sisters who are here this evening, who don't have any idea who God will provide for them as a spouse, young men who will one day be husbands to wives here, he says, even in the womb where there's unborn children today, God wants it to be known to that generation from you and the generations above you how great God is, how good God is, how wonderful, what a blessing, a blessed God he is. At first he sent his son, and that work, as we've heard earlier tonight, has not only cleansed us from our sins, and I want us to grow and develop from the cross being more than just dealing with our sins. We needed it to be dealt there. But you know what the cross has done? The cross has brought us into sanctification. We are set apart, young people. We are an extraordinary group of persons. Peter writes of this in his epistle. We have to see that we are a peculiar people. We are strange people. And we ought to be strange. We ought to be different than what is here on the earth. It's under condemnation, under destruction. But we are extraordinary ones because we have been set apart by that work, sanctified. We have been those who are justified by the sovereign grace of God. Romans 8, it is said, who can lay any charge against God's elect? It's God that justifies. And if God has taken all of your offenses and my offenses off of the ledger of the Lord Jesus, off of our ledger, and put it on his ledger, and the Lord has suffered and died for that, our side of the ledger is clean forever. So you think even though we fail, the devil can come and say, look at them. God says, let me tell you something. My son, his precious blood shed for them, clean every whit. So we have sanctification, justification, to know that the Lord has made propitiation for God. We had that in the verse today where there was that present that was sent to appease all of these wonderful blessings. Sonship. You think we should be walking around here as if we are paupers? As if there's nothing exciting about who we are and who we are in the Lord Jesus? God has given us something. You know, very wealthy people are interested in passing wealth forward from generation to generation. Very often they put their names on buildings so that you know so-and-so was here, started this bank, started this company in 1908 or 1864. And here we are 50, 150 years later. And when you look at that building, you say, wow, they established something. It's been maintained. And everyone looks back and they say, wow, man. Think of the Pierre Ponts. Think of the Vanderbilts. Think of all the railroad magnates in these countries. People say, wow, what wisdom. The Rockefellers, If you ever go to New York City and you look at some of the things that they built and the vision they had back in the early 1900s, that are still standing today. That's a legacy. The Lord is saying to you young people, there's a spiritual legacy that you have. And it's going to be handed over to you. And young people, we implore you, we beg you, that you surrender your life to the Lord.